When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's a place you can go, it's funny all the time. Robotic guys, super nice, L.I.L. London Info Live.
Hello, welcome to The Lil Show. That's London Improv Live with me, your host, Talal Karkouti. I'm not going to use my old catchphrase. It's good to be back. This is a weekly improvised comedy podcast where we talk about stuff and then do improv based on the stuff we talk about, and it's always a pleasure being here. I'm getting back into it now. It's my second week since coming back from Edinburgh, and I'm pretty proud to say I've spent a week doing nothing is probably the most accurate. I've done a couple things. Literally this is a week of activity. So I did one gig. I had the pleasure of guesting on a really good podcast, which we'll talk about in a minute. I went to the pub once.
Sorry, the way you said that was like I was on a really good podcast. It's like,
oh, not this one.
Yeah,
I was on a really on a good one. thanks, Alex.
Sorry.
No, it's nice to be a guest. I've done it a few times now. I've been on other podcasts, and it always feels nice to be invited. And it's a weird thing because, like, we've only had a couple people on this show who could be called famous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that makes it even more heartwarming that we have people who actually listen to the show. Like, it proves that you don't need fame to find your start. In a kind of self-produced endeavor, but then you get asked to guest on other things, and that's always fun. Alex, sit right here.
Yes.
Ex City Impro.
I am.
They used to ask me to do a lot of their shows.
Yeah, me too.
I used to guest on a lot of their shows, and ever since you left, I've not received an invite.
Yeah,
is there any correlation there?
I don't think so. I think they. I don't know. I don't honestly know. They asked if I would like to do a death match at one point, but yeah. I wasn't available, unfortunately. They haven't asked me since.
Unfortunately for who?
Unfortunately for them.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
I'm an asset.
Damn right. Damn right. I've got you, baby.
Yeah, you're a man, bitch.
Where do you see the Lil Show? Let's do something that we've not done before.
Okay.
So all the people who are listening now are probably the handful of kind of loyal listeners who've been listening, who've been supporting us since the beginning.
Yeah, they know who they are.
And thank you very much, and please keep spreading the word.
Mm.
And so this will be interesting for them, perhaps. Where do you see this in a year? Where do you see the Lil Show in a year? Yeah, so it's been just over a year now since we started. And it's, you know, we haven't.
I mean, I can imagine us being in a different premise, different premises, I should say.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we may be in the Granville.
Okay, I've always, me and my wife have always laughed and toyed with the idea of this being on London Live, the TV channel.
Yeah.
Because London Improv Live would work on London Live.
Yeah.
It's a very small thing, but it would be quite funny if that was.
No, I actually have written up a treatment for, and I have London Live as like my number two preference for who would produce it. I have written up a treatment for just a TV version of this.
Under Sky Atlantic, I presume.
Do you remember what your segment is called?
My segment?
Yeah, I've shown you what I've written for the TV show.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do remember that. Yes.
And you had a segment.
I did, yes.
You don't remember what it was?
What's in the fridge?
No, it wasn't What's in the fridge. What else?
What else, was it? It was.
No, it wasn't.
Wasn't it? What was it? I forgot.
It was Fact of the Week from a fat bearded geek.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Because Luke won't be with us in a year.
No, he was going to do the musical bit.
Yeah. We're both. I'm just going to shave my beard off every time you do that bit.
I can change
keep
bearded
it on your toes.
To sweaty,
I'll keep it on your toes.
Hairy.
Keep it on your toes.
Okay.
I'm like a ghoul, a ghost, a thing with a beard. Is it there? Is it not? Oh, I'll keep my face covered until the last
a
minute.
A ghost with a beard? I've never heard of...
No. What might that be? Never heard of ghosts with beards.
You could call it like a poltergeist.
Ghostly...
A goatee. A goat. A goatee.
A ghosty... Polterbeards, follow them on Twitter.
Yeah, follow the Polterbeards on Twitter. Do you want to introduce guests or something?
No, you do that.
Oh, okay.
I've been doing it for 4 weeks and then had to... Sixth week here, by the way. It's quite impressive, isn't it?
Thank you very much.
Pleasure to be here as always.
All right, here we go. Let's introduce some guests. Joining us in the studio this week, oh my God, it's the incredible Andrew! Andy and Rob from the Androb podcast are here. Thank you for joining us, guys.
It's a pleasure as always.
Okay, great to have you. Androb, is that like a troupe? Would you consider yourselves a troupe now?
Yeah, but we never do on-stage performance. Maybe we need to branch out into that. But we've been doing it for well over a year now. So yeah, I think we're...
We were both separately part of different groups. So I was part of Joystick Improv and you were part of Wax Lyrical, which was like a musical improv troupe. But now we just exclusively just record the podcast because we love it so much.
Yeah. It's kind of what I've flitted into. Like, yeah.
Me too. I haven't performed live in...
I know that, yeah. And I perform live a lot, but I do consider the Lil Show as a little troupe. And like we've learned so well how to improvise with each other, and you two watching you. So it was the Androb podcast I went and guested on yesterday. If you don't know, the Androb podcast is a really cool, kind of intense, condensed improv session with like four or five improvisers. It's stripped down, so you've not got like the radio vibe that we have here because it doesn't go out live.
No,
you kind of just kind of ideate and then do crazy scenes and really interesting initiation techniques.
Yeah,
and
we've taken a lot of inspiration from your show, thank you very much for that.
It was vice versa as well.
we used to do these 2 hour long records and then edit down to the like the best scenes, but it was too much work. Yeah. So we've decided to go live, little show style, do a bit of a warm up on air, and then an edit, unedited contiguous block.
I was a bit confused when you said that because I was like, we've got quite distinct shows, our two shows.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, where did he get the influence from us? Because I remember coming on quite early on for me, like in the Lil days.
Yeah, yeah.
I came on your show, and
I can remember
it was
when
quite
you came
inspiring.
When you came on, you were like, "How long are we going to be?" And I was like, "Yeah, it's probably about 2 hours." And you were like, "What, for a 20-minute podcast? What are you talking about?"
Well, I'm so used to doing it as live. Well, it's a pleasure to have you both here, guys. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for inviting
us.
We
did a little pod swap this week, which is fun. So, listeners, please go listen to Androb. It's on iTunes. There's a website as well, androbpodcast.com.
That's the one.
Talal just gave me a look there because he knows. Him and websites. Yeah. Oh. He just hasn't got the confidence to finish it. Yeah. He'll just say, like, so it's k2kradio.com.
.com. Well, you never know nowadays.
He does it when he types in the search.
You've got .tv, .radio, .net, .gov. You never know which one it's going to be.
On the TVs and radios, and the .uk. If you miss out the .co.uk or you don't buy the .com, you can save yourself several hundred pounds.
Well, there wasn't much competition for Androb podcasts .anything, so we were all good.
Well, the Lil Show was the lilshow.tk for a while.
Yeah.
And that was a free domain.
And we just said it was a vanity thing because of Talal's initials.
Yeah, it was my initials.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. And now I see TKs everywhere. Mm. Everyone's using TK. But we've switched to .com.
Am I meant to know what that means?
It's from a
telekinesis.
it's quite interesting, actually. So you can, if you want a free website, you can just get a TK domain absolutely free.
Nice.
And it's all from... It's the TK domain is is from this country that is a tiny island in like the Polynesian area. Wow. And it has like 1,300 people on the island. And this guy from America was like, I need to make, you know, internet accessible for everyone. I want everyone to have their own website, yeah, whether you can afford it or not. So it's like he found a solution, and he like got this country some revenue by making it a kind of tech hub a little bit. He built a big kind of internet cloud place there, and now they're
a recognized domain.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's done them some favors. And like improve the technology on the island, because this place was really hard to get to. You had to fly a plane to a nearby island and get a boat to go there. You couldn't actually fly there. And like I said, there wasn't many people there. They were kind of vaguely a fishing country, but they didn't really have a big industry. So now they do.
How much this one do you think it would cost to be recognized as a domain yourself, like .lil or something like that?
You can now. You can get registered for any kind of domain, but it just costs a lot of money. So people, you can actually buy a .wedding or .pizza address now, but you have to buy a license in order to be able to issue them, and they haven't really taken off because no one wants a.
It just adds more. .com. Yeah, it's not recognizable, so it makes it harder to remember your website.
Wasn't there a .London thing that came about a few months back? Everyone was like a big thing for a day. Everyone was like, it's .lon or .london or something. You can, instead of .com, you can have .london. And then it just nothing happened with it. Nothing happened. It was a big launch, and then it was like, nothing. .london. Whee.
Yeah, but fuck that.
Who wants that shit on their resume?
I don't need a domain to feel human.
And I don't want to know I'm in London. Even though it's called London Improv Live, but too many L's.
Listeners, I mean, Dr. Listney, if you have any suggestions for a new name for this podcast, I am welcoming them. Email them to talal at thelilshow.com.
All right. New name for the podcast?
Yeah.
That'd be great. All that work you've done.
when we finally erupt into the next stratosphere of success and podcast wealth, we're going to rebrand everything.
Okay, even our names.
Yep, you will now be called Sparky. And
Sparky what?
Yeah, Sparky Clove.
I'll have that.
Bottom.
No.
Yep.
Not double barrel, it makes me sound like obnoxious.
It's not, it's one word, Clove Bottom.
It'd be clovey bottom.
Clove bottom. Yeah. It's like Sivrite.
It's Clovey Batum.
Sivrite.
Clovey Batum, they pronounce it.
Clovey Batum. What would my name, my name be?
Ted Rickles.
I've been told by an agent. I've been told by an agent who was very shortly fired soon after.
I should
change my name, anglicize my name.
To what?
Terry.
She Dave didn't Smith. Give a fuck. She was just like anything but Talal Karkoti.
Maybe Terry. If I had to anglicize it right off the top of my head, yeah. I would say Terry.
Crampons.
Terry Kitchens.
Terry Kitchens.
Kitchener. Terry Kitchings.
Oh, Kitchings.
I'll go with Kitchings. I did say Kitchens, but I would sort of Kitchings.
All right. I think it's time we warmed up, guys, because we've got to do some serious improv today.
Okay, Terrence.
We did some really great scene work on Androb yesterday, and I've got a trumpet today. Let's do play 1-1. I explained the rules outside. It's a one-word story, but then we do 2 words, 3 words, 4 words, 5 words, and 4, 3, 2, 1. Back again. Dr. Listney, just try and keep up. Okay, here we go.
Every day,
Nigel
went
around to
the park
where he
met his
love-to-be.
He kissed her
on the lips.
She said, oh,
maybe we are supposed
to be together forever.
She giggled coquettishly. Then
made a face that
reminded Nigel of a better
time where things weren't so
difficult, where people embraced lovingly
each other and their pets.
Oh, why can we
not hug like we
used to? Why must
we always stroke each
other in private?
I will end
this. I'm going
to get a
governmental form.
A license.
To leave
you now.
But
I
want
you.
There it is. Wow. Okay.
Oh, sad one.
Now, every now and then, when I'm underprepared, we play one of the most regrettable games in this show's history.
It could be any of them.
No, but this one in particular. It's time for Newsish Extreme.
Oh, go.
Yes, it's time for Newsish Extreme, the portion of the show where we daringly delve into the frontiers of unknown news and we fear not what it may throw in our faces. We completely and utterly randomly pick a news story to discuss, and sometimes it can bring terror to the eyes of poor, innocent, white improvisers and who don't know how to deal with these topics. But don't no worry, because improvisers have a knack for leaning into the surreal and the absurd when the pressure gets too high.
I do hope it's about diversity.
And we will find the funny. I have two free papers behind my back. I want you guys, Andy, to give me one or two.
Two.
Oh, wait. Left or right?
Right.
All right, we're stuck with the Evening Standard. All right, and Rob.
Yes.
I'm going to shuffle wildly through the news section with my hands, and I want you to say stop at a moment. Once I've got some momentum going, I want you to
I do that on the tube, you know. It gets me a free seat next to me inside.
Stop.
Okay. All right. Alex,
yep.
I have opened a page in the Evening Standard. Okay, it looks quite depressing.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Can we just have some sample words?
Wildly move. Oh, that would be interesting. That would probably be a better way to deal with this. I'm gonna wildly move my finger around the page.
Okay. Stop.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Oh god.
Oh, it's not too bad.
Yeah, it's a good story.
Cable car tourists are saved after being left dangling over Mont Blanc all night. A 10-year-old child was among dozens of tourists rescued today after spending the night stranded in cable cars dangling above the Mont Blanc mountain range. The rescue mission in the French Alps restarted at dawn and brought the 33 people to safety after they became trapped at an altitude of about 3,800 meters yesterday afternoon, apparently when cables became tangled in high winds. 65 people, including US, French and Italian tourists, have been rescued yesterday by helicopter before night fell over Europe's highest mountains.
So they're there the whole day?
Yeah.
And night.
Oh, man.
All night.
Except before night fell.
I think 65 were saved during the day and then 33 others were left overnight. Jeez. A dozen more were brought down from the four-person gondolas by rescuers using ropes. Clouds hampered visibility last night in conditions which rescuers said made it a very complex operation.
Wow.
The remainder were provided with blankets and food as they awaited the resumption of rescue attempts at 5:30 a.m. They were taken to Chamonix in France and the town of Courmayeur just over the border in Italy. I've been to Chamonix.
Oh.
Anyone else here been to Chamonix?
No.
They have this river, if I remember correctly. This is my nine-year-old self trying to inform me of this information. There's a river called like the Milky River, and it's like a white, frothy river. The river always looks white because it's straight off the glacier. So there's still a lot of ice in there and it's very rapid and frothy and foamy. And it's all white. So it's got the name Milk in it somewhere.
Nice.
And there was like a tobogganing course. Tobogganing? It's like on wheels. It's not a snow thing.
Yeah.
And you go down a chute and it's got all the twists and turns and it has a rope which you can kind of steer the toboggan with.
Sounds like
I remember
like
being terrified.
Soapbox car or something.
Yeah, it's kind of like a bit soapbox.
A luge.
Yeah.
A luge.
A luge on wheels, yeah. Mm. But then Mont Blanc is also in the Les Arcs ski resort. If you guys ski,
yeah, I've been
skiers,
there.
Do you guys ski at all?
Snowboarding myself.
Ye?
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't look it.
No, you don't.
Complete nerd.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really no, love
I don't like snowboarders.
It's, it gives you a huge adrenaline rush when you're at top of a mountain. And
so does skiing.
I'm sure. It's just we snowboarders naturally are hate skiers because they make these huge moguls where you have to kind of weave in and out of them, and it makes the piste really difficult to snowboard down, and you have to put a lot of effort in. But yeah, so I think snowboarders spend as much time off-piste as possible.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, to get the fresh snow, because it's like flying when you get into that fresh snow. It feels like you're actually flying. It's beautiful.
I know, yeah, that powder.
The powder, it's fresh powder.
And you have to be going quite fast to float on the top of it, and I get a bit scared when that happens. Yeah, and then I always dip my toes, and then I flip like an idiot.
Obviously, the front of the ball goes into the snow, and it just digs straight in like a shovel, and you just go flying. Mm. And it's so dangerous. Yeah. So dangerous, but that's what the adrenaline comes from. You know you could die at
any
moment.
Second.
Going down you're like looking 30 miles an hour
off a cliff, and you're all traveling at 30 miles an hour, and you know that there's a cliff edge right there. It's really dangerous.
It's when you're doing a move, you're doing like a backflip, but then you end up getting you go off the side of the cliff, end up getting reset.
Oh yeah, I know.
Just before you did it, you get reset there, and you go flash for a bit before you continue.
Yeah,
and you can go through trees and stuff when you do that.
Like right through them.
Yeah. That's all I've got as a point of reference. I've never been skiing.
Are you talking about computer games?
I'm talking about cool boarders.
Yeah.
SSX tricky.
One more thing. That, in Les Arcs, I don't know if you have seen this band, but there's a band that playing... I've been to Les Arcs twice, and they've been there twice, and I also went to another resort, and they were there. And they're called 100% Stones. And they're me and a couple of my mates. They're like our favorite band in the world. They're a French Rolling Stones cover band.
Nice.
And they do like residencies over the season in various pubs.
Do they sing all the songs in a French accent?
Oh my God, it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's so amazing. Jumping Jack Flash, gas, gas, gas. And they have got so much energy, and they're all like these old dudes, and they own the fucking stage. They love doing what they do. And I've looked at them up on YouTube, and they've done like stadium gigs and stuff.
What?
Like, it's crazy. But they're always there, and it must be such a... I get quite jealous. I would love to get a residency in a snow resort and just have a free ski pass and stuff.
It'd be pretty amazing, wouldn't it? Just doing what you love in the evening and then skiing during the day.
I used to kind of romanticize that when I took a career break, like out of university. I used to think, I could go, now that I know how to snowboard, I could get a season pass and work cleaning toilets and just like, or as a waiter or something on the slopes. And then in the evening or my off days, just spend as long as I wanted on the slopes.
Yeah,
and I'd be right
there. Dream.
You know, because it's a hell of a...
And then you break your leg and then you can't work and then you have to go home.
That could happen.
But actually, I want to go back to what Alex was saying. So you've not skied or boarded before?
No, never. No.
I wonder what it would be like to take someone who's only ever played it on computer games.
Oh, it'd be horrendous. Skiing. It'd be horrendous because I'd keep, like...
Andy, do you fancy giving... Jacques?
Yes, Pierre.
I'm a bit sick today. I don't think I can teach my class.
Oh, Noel, who is gonna teach the beginners course?
Jack, you are the best skier I know.
I am,
and I wanted to ask you to take my place, perhaps just for one day.
A great honor to teach the beginners.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I have this le grip, and it's completely messing with my balance and orientation.
That is not a problem. I will teach them my great expertise. I will draw on my 50 years of skiing experience.
Word of warning.
Yes?
It's a school trip from England. And the children there, it's a specialist school for computer engineering and coding and stuff. They're all complete nerds.
Oh.
They're not action Jack like you, you know?
No, I mean, I've been skiing since I was 2 years
old.
You
can teach anybody.
I can teach anyone.
Okay, bon chance.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Oui.
Welcome to Skiing 101.
Oh.
Today, I will introduce you to the slopes, to the skis.
Oh, is it dangerous?
Yes, it is very dangerous.
So the air is very thin.
Yes, it is very thin. You must do everything I tell you.
Is there any Wi-Fi in this location?
There is no Wi-Fi. Oh, you are out here in nature. You look around you, see the beautiful vision of the mountains.
Do you mind if I take a selfie with you?
No, no selfies. We take selfies at the bottom of the mountain.
I didn't know France was part of the third world. There's not no Wi-Fi on this ski slope.
I think I've got some Wi-Fi.
How am I supposed to catch a Pokemon if
Silence! No Pokemon here! Put your phones away!
There is a Wi-Fi very, very
I've just made a hotspot, that's all.
Right, that is it. That is it. All of you, onto the ski lift. I am going to take you up to the tallest black slope. Ooh. I am going to teach you to ski in the best way possible.
Well, I don't know.
By taking you to the most difficult place and seeing how you do, how you adapt.
That sounds dangerous.
Onto the ski lift. There you go. Sit down. Strap in. Here we go.
Shall I take my skis with me? Or do I leave
take your skis. Yes, you must take your skis.
Should I put them on? Or I'll just put them on my neck.
It's confusing. Clip them to your feet. These are really heavy.
Oh, I'm on. Oh.
On the ski lift.
Oh, it's moving.
Looking around.
Would you like a sandwich? My mum made it for me.
I'll have a sandwich.
Oh, yeah, I'll have
cucumber
one.
And cream cheese.
Oh, that's great. Oh. Yeah.
You know, put the sandwiches away. You must have respect.
Out of my hand.
You must have respect for the ski lift. No eating.
Go. Oh, we're approaching 3,000 feet.
Here we are. We're at the top. Everyone off.
Okay, how do I get off this thing?
No, you get off, Curtis, just fall off. Work it out.
Oh, no.
That is the worst demonstration of ski lift exit I have ever seen.
Oh man, I didn't know what to do. I had skis in one hand and my Game Boy in the other hand. Do you like it?
Put your Game Boy away. Put your Game Boy away.
How do you stop yourself from falling down the side of the mountain?
You stand up. You face down,
back here,
and you fly like the wind.
So is there any particular reason why...
Okay, excuse me, Jack. On Cool Borders, if you press circle, you do a manual.
What is this Cool Borders? What is this circle?
Cool Borders is.
I don't want to hear about computer games.
I've got it emulated on my phone.
I don't want to hear about simulations.
It's good.
This is reality.
Just look at it.
This is reality. Reality doesn't have...
In reality, how do I press circle on my body?
There is no press circle. You plant the post.
I think it's on your chest.
You slide. You use your hips.
Oh, so this is like a joystick, this stick I'm holding.
No, this is your life. This is what you plant in the ground to not fall over.
But when do you get the bonus?
Do you get combo
bonus? The bonus is the adrenaline of flying down the mountain.
Adrenaline.
Becoming one with the wind and the mountain.
That sounds amazing.
The whooshing in your hair.
When I played when I was doing Minecraft and I unlocked the iron ore with the platinum infusion, mm-hmm. I think I might have felt adrenaline.
Enough with this Minecraft. Right, I am going to push you down the mountain. Face down go. Push.
This is amazing!
This is just like Minecraft, you're in crate mode.
Oh my god, triangle button! Where's the triangle?
You're doing well! You're staying up! Go over the mogul!
Alright, plant the stick!
And over the ramp! Oh, you executed a perfect backflip. This is amazing.
Oh, 500 points.
I've leveled, but I'm heading towards the cliff now.
We're going at 30 miles an hour. Avoid the cliff.
Hold down X before you get to the cliff.
Okay,
edge.
Where's X?
When does the game end?
It doesn't end.
What do you mean?
Keep
it
going.
End?
Down to the
I'm
mountain. Steer,
down
man.
Mountain.
Steer. Plant
I'm
the
falling.
Post. Plant the post.
Ow.
I'm tumbling.
Do we get to continue?
There is no continue. We're at the bottom.
Jack.
We all made it.
I'm crumpled in a pile on the floor, and I'm aching all over. But
is your heart pounding?
It is.
Do you feel the adrenaline?
Yes.
Yeah, but better than all of that, I found a coin. I found a 2 euro coin.
We should go back up to the shop.
You told me this wasn't like a computer game.
We can go and get an upgrade from the shop.
Yeah, how do I get plus one dexterity on these skis?
No shops, no coins. Don't you feel the adrenaline, the life? Don't you feel more alive? Don't you want to go back up the ski lift and go down again?
Oh yeah, I do. I left my Game Boy up at the top.
Ah, Mr. O'Dowd, thank you so much for coming to the space station to do the voiceover. Please, stand on the airlock there and...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Your own time.
Hi, I'm Chris O'Dowd. You're listening to The Lil Show.
Can someone get me Dawn O'Porter on the line, please?
Yes, we're back on the Lil Show after a nice break. I'm here with Alex Sivright.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I had to think for a second what time it was.
Rob and Andy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, that's a better answer.
From, from and
good,
Rob.
Good evening.
Good good tidings.
Afternoon, I mean evening.
I see my sister milling about outside. I'm half tempted to invite
her.
Oh,
yeah, in. No, I'm seeing her later.
Alex, she's right there.
Yeah, oh, she is.
Hear you, Alex.
I know, she's supposed to.
She's listening
to
the
wife,
show.
She's not supposed to hear.
Okay. She's going to compliment you.
Yeah, why is she complimenting me on my face? Hey! I haven't seen her since last night.
Oh, she's right there,
Alex,
seriously.
Don't you dare. Here she is. Yeah. She's inside the room.
Hey.
Hi, Shahla!
We weren't talking about you.
Here.
Did you lock the door?
Sit down, share a mic with Alex.
Oh, I'm Alex, thank you for sharing.
Not the first thing we've shared.
Alex has been making filthy jokes about you, Shahla.
I'm not here to be part of the show, I just came to pick you up.
Thanks.
Okay.
You're part of the show now.
Okay.
Hi, Shahla, how have you been?
Hi, thanks. How are you?
Very good. It's nice for you to join us.
A lot of beards.
Yeah.
A lot surrounded by
beards. Everyone's got
beards.
A beard.
It's nice to have...
it's lost on our audience.
Yeah.
A non-bearded person in the room for a change. Last week was Beard City as well. Shahla, you have a lovely tan.
I do.
Where have you been? Okay, don't show us your tan lines. Not everyone
That's
is like us, Shahla. Not everyone is like us.
Down her top, actually. That's quite interesting.
People don't understand how we behave, Shahla. Do you find that in the real world?
White bits don't show up on the radio that well.
Yeah. I wanted to prove that I wasn't wearing a burkini on the beach.
Because they're not allowed in France anymore.
No, they were banned. The burkini ban.
It was actually in one part of France. Which island was it that they banned
no,
it on?
No, it first was banned in Cannes, where I was.
Oh.
And then it spread to... The next place was Corsica, Marseille, and then about 52
Loads
other
of Arabs
beaches.
Go to Cannes.
Yeah, I know.
That's like really hardcore. Loads of really rich Arabs go to Cannes.
Yeah.
So that's pretty like damaging to ban it there first.
Well, not all of the really rich ones. Well, I'd say probably the smallest percentage of them wear burkinis.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, how are you?
No, don't ask. what do you think of the burkini ban, boys?
I don't know what that means.
Oh,
Andy, do you know?
Yeah, it's a like a burqa slash bikini. It's like a modest swimsuit. That, well, kind of overly modest swimsuit.
Yeah.
That
it's pretty much a wetsuit.
Yeah.
With the head bit included.
Yeah.
But made to look kind of. Feminine with a little kind of, but it's all swimsuit material.
Yeah,
right.
For ladies who wear hijabs, cover their hair, so they can go to the beach and enjoy themselves.
I think people should be able to wear what they want.
Yeah, I know. It's not like they're covering their face.
Yeah.
But anyway, so what have you guys been up to?
I just wondered. I've never seen one apart from that. The photo pitch, yeah. I've never seen them before, but I'd just love to see them coming out of the sea, see what that would look like.
What would you would look like James Bond does when he's coming out from snorkeling in his wetsuit.
Yeah.
No, but it's not as would it cling? That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, you're getting
does.
A...
Yeah, of course.
Of course it clings.
But their skin isn't showing and their hair isn't showing, and that's the point.
Mm. But their nipples are sticking out.
That's the important bit.
But it's funny that they're trying to, you know, ban something they seem as oppressive but with an oppressive movement.
By disrobing them.
By making them strip. And well, they just don't want him on the beach, putting people off the beach. That's kind of the insidious underlying thing there. Is they're like, oh, you're putting off people visiting our beaches by being all Muslim on the beach.
No,
we don't want you Musliming it up on the beach.
I think it was a retaliation from what happened in Nice. And it was sort of hitting the targeted culprits with just an angry reaction. I think that the fact that they've banned the burqa because it covers their face, so you're not allowed in a bank, for example, in the UK with a cycling helmet on, right, covering your face for security reasons.
Yeah.
And so you should also not be allowed to go in with a burqa where you can only see someone's eyes. I mean, it's basically the same thing physically. So that's their reasoning why they banned the burqa in France.
You see all these little kind of right-wing laws and movements being made, and they're I don't know what it's quite a reaction to.
Well, it's obvious.
But it's going to be when something big happens, like if Trump gets elected, then you're going to see a big upsurge in left-wing things. Like, as a reaction here in the UK, we might end up, Jeremy Corbyn would have a much stronger chance of being elected, I think, because as a reaction to the extreme right-wing decisions.
Well, there's
decisions.
An interesting parallel today. I just heard on the news, you know, in Paris, they just announced that they foiled a terrorist plot in Paris. They seized last Saturday from 3 miles from, the Champs-Élysées or something, wherever in central Paris, gas canisters. And they've arrested three women, okay, who were basically admitted to be ISIS-driven. And I guarantee, from my personal opinion, that is somehow connected with the Burkini ban. The Burkini ban was immediately taken by ISIS, and ISIS were going, see women, see what the West are doing to you, join us and we're going to fight them, they're repressing you, they're da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I bet you that has encouraged some women to join. I think the French aren't...
Every action has a thing.
A consequence.
Yeah. An opposite reaction.
Oh, yeah, consequence. Ow!
See?
Jesus!
Nice one.
Point made.
See, baby blessed for talking about my sister while she's outside. You get a nice...
Not
snack.
While we're on air. Yeah. Do that later.
Okay, thanks for coming, residents. Thank you for all gathering for this opportunity for us all to talk and let things off our chest. We have a wide range of representation here in the room today. I hope we're all very proud. If we just go around the room and introduce ourselves, we can get this committee meeting started. So who would like to start? Who would like to introduce
My name's Steve, and I would like to wear this fake moustache without any people sniggering or making comments about it.
Yeah, that's been a big issue, hasn't it, Steve?
Yeah.
Tell us about one of your experiences.
Well, I was outside wearing this this stash, and a lady, she laughed at me. She laughed at me and she said I couldn't grow any real facial hair and I wasn't a real man.
Well, it is purple.
Yeah.
And clearly...
It's bling.
Clearly nylon or some sort of poly fiber.
Well, I can't afford a real human hair one.
And it makes you feel sad when people comment on your choices like that, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's thank you for being so brave enough to talk about it, and we're here to share our experiences. Anyone else like to share after such a brave account there?
Yes, I have been wearing this hat for the last 4 years, and it's caused no problems to anyone at all. But then one woman with a child and say, I can't have that on the hat.
Would you like to describe the hat for any of the visually impaired in the room?
Certainly, for the blind people. It is a black hat and it says, I love tits.
Yeah.
Blazoned across the front and on the back, it's got like a fluffy, like a
protruding
pair of tits.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the back of my head.
So do you not see the
tits?
Reason...
I don't see the tits at the back.
No, that's not what I was asking. Do you not see the reasons why some people might be offended?
Well, no.
There's a residential area. There's a playground outside.
It's not hate.
Yes, it's
love. I don't say I hate tits. No, yes. I'm saying I like them.
But you have... okay, great.
Well, let's see what the problem is.
Your name again?
Johnny Flips.
Johnny Flips. Thanks for coming and sharing. Yeah, we'll talk about that more
sharing.
In a moment. Anyone else?
I just want to dress as a lady, and no one will let me in my community.
Why not?
They're opposed to a gentleman dressing in female garments.
Yes, and this is a sad part of modern existence. Some people are still not adjusted to people's decisions like that, and it's sad. Yes. But you're wearing, you look fabulous today.
Thank you.
You look absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. I like the tits.
Oh, of course you do.
Yes.
thank you. It's good to be in a support group that's so open to people just doing what they want to do.
You know, and it's completely legal. It's completely fine. People are discovering themselves and expressing it through what they wear. And we should... we should all learn to accept everyone's idiosyncrasies, whatever they be. Although it's not as outwardly offensive as the I love tits hat. You see how that might be disrespectful to people who have tits?
I like tits. I'm not. I don't love them.
You don't love them?
I like them.
Okay.
I don't see what the problem is.
Okay, well, we've got one more person here. We've representing the other side of the gender. yes, ma'am, would you like to introduce yourself?
Is this the improv? The Lil
No,
show?
No, it's the.
This is the community meeting where we're sharing. You live in the flats here, right?
Yeah. And.
What's this Lil show you're talking about?
It's okay. Not everyone needs to speak.
Okay, that's fine. Strange. Like you've been to our meetings before, and you were completely fine, and now you're being very quiet. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks.
What's up?
Nothing. I just came to pick up my brother.
Okay.
I think people should be able to pick up their brothers.
They should be allowed to pick up their brothers.
They should be allowed.
It's about
to
where
be
you. It's about
without
where
judgment.
You were outside, just parked by the playground.
Mm-hmm.
You had your window rolled down,
mm-hmm.
and you had the engine running. Mm-hmm. You were there for over an hour, and some of the parents got a bit upset about you just hanging outside the playground while the kids were playing. So,
did they?
Very upset.
Okay, let's move on. So, okay, thank you. We've all introduced ourselves. Thanks for that. Goodness gracious. If you want the podcast recording, that's in the next room, okay? All right. So we're all sharing here. So I believe that you there...
Yes. Well, yeah, what
was it? Flips? Nigel Flips?
Frankie
Flips?
Frankie to be friends.
Okay. Now, you were actually laughing at... how do you like to be addressed?
So. Oh, Neil Non.
Neil Non.
I wasn't laughing at Neil Non.
He was one of the...
No, it's with a French accent. Neil Non.
I wasn't laughing at Neil Non.
So why Thank were you standing you. There sniggering as he walked past?
He looked silly. I wasn't laughing at him. I was laughing with him and his lovely dress.
Neil Non, how does that make you feel?
Well, it's the same kind of behaviour I've learned to expect from people.
It's not hate.
Well then, thank you.
You're welcome, you weirdo.
Oh, now there's no need for that kind of language here, okay?
Weirdo.
Yes.
Is that swear?
We're not calling each other. If you want, we could all be. We're all weirdos. In someone's
eyes.
Yeah,
I'm not saying we're not. But you know, if there's a scale.
Now, excuse me, what was your name again?
Mike Mustachio.
Mike Mustachio. You were... I had a report from Frankie that you were actually one of the people who had a go at him for his hat.
Yeah, I did. To be honest, I find it deeply offensive that someone would write such a hateful and bigoted thing on a hat and wear it in public.
How does that make you feel?
It's not hate.
We understand it's not hate. What else do you have to say about it?
If it's such a problem, I'll take the hat off.
Yeah, I think that would be
a good
idea. That would
be a really good idea.
Fine, okay.
Because it is actually offending people. Yeah.
Yeah. It is disguised in the swastika tattoo. Oh!
Okay, let's end it there. All right. Shaila, you've done this show before. What's wrong with you?
I've never seen this clip thing scene.
We're just doing improv.
Doing a sketch.
Well, you got to warn me.
It was obvious. We were doing a scene and Shaila was sitting there going, is this the show?
Jingle. Usually they have a jingle.
It needs a jingle to start it.
For God's sake.
I should have done this.
Sometimes, Shaila, you can be really slow.
Oh, yeah. I'll do something now.
No, you won't.
I don't know if you're invited to this one. This is a complicated game. We're going to play Rita, or Whose Round Is It Anyway?
Now, Whose Round Is It Anyway? It's certainly mine, because I've got the last one, so get out of line.
Well, it's certainly mine, you fucking wanker. You might as well be a fucking banker.
Oh, leave it out, mate. It was my round last. I got the one, and that's my glass.
Hey, leave it out. You're mine. You've got a round of the Wetherspoons, so that's bloody cheaper than this place, you arsehole.
Hello, yes, it's time for Rita. I just had a micro argument with my sister during that jingle.
I was in the middle of it.
Yes, time for Whose Round Is It Anyway? That's the game that we gave the moniker to when Colin was here, Colin Mockery, who was shaking the shaker in that jingle there. So we're gonna get a location, folks. Mm. And then using that location, Rob will start with a monologue. And then Andy will come in, do a scene, and then Rob will leave the scene. Andy will do a monologue, and we'll continue in that fashion round the circle till we get back to a final monologue from Rob. Our location this week is a tanning salon.
Ooh.
We're in a tanning salon. Shaila's showing us her tan lines again. This is imaginary. And Rob, whenever you're ready, please begin. You are in a tanning salon. Go.
It's just like the others. Ah, yes, that's where you lift the lids. Ah, clean, very good, very good. Sometimes they're dirty. Seems like my life is one salon to another these days. Always trying to impress people with my tan. I remember when I didn't need to impress people so much, but... You know, I got too self-involved. I went down that slippery path of vanity. Started wearing the medallions, the stick-on hair for the chest, the large collars. Before I knew it, I was stuck in a whirlwind of disco. Stuck in a disco wonderland. And here I am in another salon. I better get started then.
Mate, could you put some of this oil on my back? Really rub it into my massive triceps.
You're very muscly.
Yeah, could you just get it all over? I really want an even tan, so
You're really quite toned.
I work out a lot. I work out a lot.
Am I sweating?
Yes, you are sweating.
I mean, you are kind of in the next... booth along.
Yeah, you are. Well, there's nothing wrong with sweating, mate. It makes the muscles look bigger, doesn't
it? Oh, you grabbed my leg there.
Makes the light catch them a bit more.
Friendly slap on the leg, doesn't it? Anyone, does it?
Yeah. Do you want me to rub some oil on you?
You know what? I'm just going to lift up the lid of my booth and just I'm just going to take a little break in the loo, have a little shower. Okay, see you later. Bye.
Every single time. Just scare people off. It must be because I'm so masculine. So manly and muscular. I'm an Adonis. I make people feel inferior. Just whenever I meet someone on the street, they look at me and they think, God, I want to be that guy. He's amazing. Look at his ripped abs. His toned physique. He's amazing. He's like a god.
Are you right in there? You've been in there for about an hour. Do you know what I mean? I don't think the it's right to be in there for an hour. I mean, 50 minutes is my maximum.
Don't worry, love. I had 15 minutes in the tanning salon, in the tanning bed, and then another 45 just looking at myself in the mirror, giving myself a pep talk.
Oh, that's all right, love. Anyway, you got loads and loads of credit.
Yeah.
You could come back here tomorrow if you wanted. I just don't think it's wise. Yeah. To do it all in one go.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I've got clients that come in here.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. They're not as brown as you.
Nah.
But
not as toned as me either, I bet, as well.
Well, yeah. Now, you're buff.
Let me just open the door. I don't want to talk to you through the door. Yeah, yeah. Now you can check me out as well. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
look,
darling.
If I flex.
You really do look lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
You've worked hard.
I have.
Now, well, will you be back tomorrow same time again, love?
Absolutely.
All right, love. Well, you know the story. Yeah. You know how to do it.
Yeah,
you know
I'm going to run off to
do.
The gym now. Yeah.
I think.
Get even more buff, yeah.
I think Chanel will be here tomorrow because I've got to go and get my pedicure. So I'll probably see you here around 3 o'clock if you
awesome.
Want to deal
I'm
with
I'm just going
to
leave right now. Right. I'm just going to stay shirtless. Bye.
See you later, love. Oh, bless him. Oh, he really does look after himself, that geezer. But he doesn't know, does he? He get all sorts in here. Much buffer than him. And do you know what? Yeah. I was so mad. The other weirdo that was in here before him, he's still in that booth. I don't know what he's doing. He hasn't switched the button on or anything. But fucking hell, mate. I tell you what, some people, they're just so weirded out by the tanning salons. I mean, it's my life. I mean, these people, I think they're a bit racist. I really fucking do. I mean, I'm brown, but that's... It's real, isn't it? It's natural to be this orange, isn't it?
Sorry, tongue to me, Penny.
Sorry, love. I was just having a little chat with myself.
Oh,
you're right, darling.
It was that Mitch I just saw leaving.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God, poor guy.
Why are you saying that?
Well, he has no idea, does he?
About what?
Oh, how buff the other guys are coming here.
I'll leave him
He
alone.
Thinks he's all that, doesn't he?
Well, he's got that tunnel fishing, isn't it? That tunnel fishing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he only sees himself, isn't
it? Yeah,
a bit like my Gary.
Oh, how are things with your Gary? All right.
Oh, he's all right. You know, the usual. Tattoos every other week. Spending all our fucking money on it. Should be taking me out down China White's and that.
Yeah, well, at least you got someone, huh?
Oh, bless you. Is that Tinder not working for you?
No, ever since Mike left me, I've been trying the old Tinder, but I think it's a racist thing, isn't it? People don't click on the brown ones, do they?
Well, I don't know. I think it's more the orange ones.
Because, you're not... Is that colour, is that your real colour?
Well, obviously, it's real colour, 20 shades darker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's my real colour, isn't it?
Yeah,
the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at the chart. That's my original colour.
Oh, that's you there? Oh,
yeah.
That's great. I like the progression.
Yeah.
But look, I don't know. I feel bad for Mitch, but you know what that makes me think?
What?
Maybe if he's got tunnel vision and he doesn't notice the other guys, he wouldn't be so insecure. So maybe he'd be good for someone like me. Because I need a nice strong man to look after me, you know?
You definitely need a strong man, size of you.
Oh, Penny!
Sorry, love, come on, we're not
Penny.
Kids anymore.
Excuse me, I know we had to make that special bed for me to fit in with the extra long hinges.
Yeah, for you, love, we'd do anything for you. You own the place. Yeah, well, look, anyway, about Mitch. You know, how about this? I'll come in a bit later tomorrow.
Yeah.
You stay on a bit later.
What, catch Mitch?
Catch Mitch and put him in the faulty tanning.
So I have to go fix it for him?
Yeah, and bend over and that.
Oh, that's... Oh, I think...
You know what I mean?
You know that weird bloke? I think that's the one he's in now.
Yeah, that's
the
one.
He went and changed rooms. He went in the faulty one. Oh, I'm going to have to go fix that for him.
No, right,
Penny, watch the tills for me.
All right, darling. Well, look, just look after yourself, all right? Don't give
up on
Tinder.
Talk to that weirdo. God, I don't like weirdos. Last time I talked to a weirdo, I was stuck there with him for 20 minutes. He kept telling me about his pet gerbils. I don't know. I don't like pets. Their fur gets everywhere. I couldn't imagine sleeping in a bed with animal fur in it. It would just be clinging to my cocoa butter. Oh, here we are. Oh, God, I hope he's not as weird as he looks.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, were you asleep?
Are you on the outside of the booth, or are you in my mind?
No, I've come into your booth now, sir. I'm just about to lift the lid on your bed, all right?
It's not opening.
Oh, yeah, this is... Okay, here we go. There's a trick to this one. There it is. You all right there, sir?
Yeah, I'm okay.
You know you're lying in a faulty bed. You've not been tanning for the last 20 minutes.
Is that why the light didn't go on?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Is this the normal kind of thing you do?
What? Full disco outfit and the medallion on inside the toning booth?
Yeah, why?
I was a cover singer once, you know.
Oh, right. You were in a band?
Well, not really. It was mainly CDs and I sung over the CD. But I was big on the scene back then, you know.
Oh. That explains a lot, you know.
You know
what?
I like you guys here. You run a good, efficient
shop. It's
your
first time here, isn't it?
Yeah, this one anyway.
Yeah, which one have you been using before us, huh? Not that dirty Turkish one down the road.
No, I would never go in that one.
You know the other side of the shop is a takeaway?
Oh, I do, oh yeah.
They use all the grease from the tanning booths.
It's horrible in there, it's just horrible, I know. I heard people coming out of there smelling like grease and they say to themselves, I'm never going to go back there ever again.
Yeah, it's not grease, it's turkey.
That's horrible.
Well, look, you're very welcome here, all right? What's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Norb. Norb.
Hey, Norb.
N-O-R-B.
Norb.
B.
Oh, another B.
Yeah, it's two Bs on it.
Norb.
Yeah, Norb.
It's nice to meet you, Norb. I'm
Yeah. So I'm my friends call me Norbo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just with the O on the end. So it's N-O-R-B.
Let's not get bogged down in this.
Okay. Sorry.
Well, look, I'm just going to fix this machine
for
you so you can...
It's been a long time for me. To go back to a booth since the last one, the place.
Oh, well, it's been a long time for me since I've had someone like you in one of my booths.
I was having a dream, you know.
Yeah?
Oh, she's gone.
No, I'm not. I'm right here.
Oh, sorry,
I just switched the light off. I had to trick the fuses. What was your dream?
I dreamed that I was Elvis. Dancing around on stage, doing a twist, doing the splits.
Oh.
Singing a little more conversation.
Oh.
A little less action. And I looked at someone in the audience, and it was my true love. You know?
Was she?
She looked just...
kind of Greek Cypriot?
Yes.
And did she have curvy, shapely...
She was huge.
Waist.
But I like that.
You do?
And you know what? She was so brown. I couldn't help myself. I jumped off stage and she carried me out.
How long have you booked a session for?
It's only another 15 minutes.
Okay, well, I'll take a break in 15 minutes. Let me just fix this for you. And I'll just slip my number inside. Oh. You have a good tan.
I'll see you on the other side of the light.
I'll see you on the other side. See you later, Norba.
See ya. Well, that's quite a turnout for the books for Norb. Who would have thought he'd find love in a tanning salon? His only hobby, tanning. Every time he goes, he wishes, he hopes for love. And he dreams of success. To get back onto the cover singing circuit. Finally, I think this is my chance with the support of a lover and the tan of a lifetime. I'll be able to surely make a success of it this time. I'm going to take my medallion and this one-piece suit. I'm going to strut back onto that stage with the best Elvis I can muster and the greatest, darkest tan anyone's ever seen.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Lil Show.
London Improv Live.
That's right, we're here on The Lil Show, and let's move on quickly to our last segment. It's a little something called Movies, Movies, Movies. You sing with me, kid, and I'll make you a star. Movies. That's right, it's time for Movies, 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 the portion of the show where we get a randomly selected movie sent to us from 12 Days of Movies on Twitter. Please follow at 12 Days of Movies on Twitter for your movie news, movie memes, movie trivia, movie jokes, all sorts of movie goodness. That's at 12 Days of Movies. I sent him the hashtag LilAndrob, and he sent me 4 robot movies. Nice. So, nice. Androb, please, A, B, C, or D?
A.
A, straight to A for Androp. Okay, wonderful. This is a movie called Metropolis.
I've never seen that.
No, I think I watched it at uni once.
It's ancient, isn't it?
It is very
old.
I've
seen the poster, just a giant, colossal woman, robot woman.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
That's right, yeah, with the buildings behind it. Yeah, I see it now. Yeah. From 1927. Okay, it's directed by Fritz Lang, written by Thea von Harbo. Harbo. I only say those names now so we can apologize for what we're about to do to their movie. So here we go. I'm going to read the synopsis, and then I'm going to provide some soundtrack music. and then during the music, you guys please initiate and start the film. Okay, here we go. Metropolis. In a futuristic city sharply divided between the working class and the city planners, the son of the city's mastermind falls in love with a working class prophet who predicts the coming of a savior to mediate their differences. That's in a futuristic city sharply divided between the working class and the city planners. The son of the city's mastermind falls in love with a working class prophet who predicts the coming of a savior to mediate the differences. Metropolis.
I predict a better future for us all. Our oppressors will become the oppressed, and we will rise above them. We will rule. We will have the future that we deserve.
Get off the soapbox!
No! Listen to me, I have the answers. You must follow me.
You know nothing.
I'm following shit.
We cut to a few moments later. He's just finished his speech. He's wiping off tomatoes off his forehead and the sweat from his brow.
Why don't they listen to me?
He steps off the stage and one person walks up to him with wide open eyes.
Psst. Hello? Hello?
I was watching you.
Oh, you were the one person paying attention?
I was, and I think these people are idiots.
You do?
Yes.
You think I'm right?
Yes.
Huh.
Most of it. The bit about the revolution.
Yes, the revolution is coming. The revolution has to happen.
I believe it's true. I think you're the only one in this town who has anything to say about anything.
Wow. And I believe that you are a beautiful young woman.
That is true.
Alert, alert. Citizens.
Oh, a drone.
Citizens, I detect creative thought and progressive thinking.
It wasn't creative. We were just planning our days, our evenings.
Quick, I'll throw my coat over the drone or we'll make a run for it.
Oh, the river, jump in. Swish. They can't go in the river. They're metal.
We're fugitives now, you realise.
I know.
We're going to have to live our life on the run together.
I can't swim. Save me.
And then we see a he pulls her out of the water.
I'm going to have to give you mouth to mouth.
You don't have to. No, I'm not drowning.
No, I want to.
And they kiss.
Hold your nose.
They kiss there on the riverbed. They kiss there on the riverside. And then we see a montage of like of the city working as a well-oiled machine.
We're forming a resistance.
And then there you see them forming a resistance on the side. So every now and then we cut to them and they're making making banners, and then they're talking to slightly more people, and
pass
then more
me the
people,
marker.
And more people.
Here you go.
And their love grows, and then we see a close up of their hand, and then it crossfades into the same shot. Their hands are held together, but now we see wedding bands on each hand.
It's a beautiful ceremony. Together.
And then the camera zooms out, and we see them both standing on a stage, and it zooms out more, and there's a microphone, and it zooms out even more, and now they have 2,000 followers all gathered to hear them speak today.
Get on with it! We want to hear you
Ladies
say.
And gentlemen, we address you as the Great Resistance. We have formed from the underground, the grassroots, and we have formed in this hall, and we are going to overthrow our oppressors today!
Yeah!
Today is the day! You have all brought your laser cannons with you. Hold them aloft.
Pew, pew.
To City Planet Central.
We will march on City Planet Central. I can't say it because I'm so overwhelmed with hate for our oppressors. Yay. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Let's fire at will and go.
And they march on and they march on. As they march into the city, we see one man bespectacled. He runs up to the front where the two leaders are, and he talks to them.
Excuse me.
What is it?
Guys, I'm wondering, we have a talk back there.
Yes.
What's the actual plan?
The laser cannons. We surround the place and we just start firing and hope the best, I guess.
We all just shoot at the city town centre.
Well, do you have a better plan?
I like it, but I've got a mate here from the east. He's a ninja.
Hello.
Oh, wow, I didn't see you there. You came out of nowhere.
That's what I do.
That's weird. I'm looking straight at him, but I can't see him. He's almost transparent.
There he is. Hey. He's adopted a burkini. Yeah. It helps him blend into the night.
Those have been banned. You're not allowed to wear those.
I'm a rebel.
That's part of creative thought.
That's why we're against this oppressive regime. But I think he has a plan on how to change things from the inside.
Yeah, what I'm going to do is, right, I'm going to go in, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, everything's fine out there. Go and have a look.
A decoy.
And they'll go outside, and then you can shoot them.
Genius!
You don't even have to worry about destroying City Hall. I'll just make everyone out, and then you can, like, pew.
Distract them with your burkini.
I'll put a burkini, I'll make them go, look at that, idiot, wearing that.
And they'll chase him out of the building, and that's where we can get him. And then, without destroying the building, we can reappropriate it for our new cause.
That's the most brilliant plan I've ever heard.
It's ingenious. Let's execute it immediately.
Right, I'll be off then. Hang on.
All right, yeah. Tell the people.
Where did he go? A long time to...
He's off to whisper into the ears of everyone. And then we cut to, like, an hour later, and there's 2,000 people hiding behind a bush. And we cut inside.
It's a bit awkward all being in a line behind this one bush.
Yeah,
you're stepping on
really,
my foot.
Are we hidden? Are we really hidden?
Yes, the oppressive shadow of the city hall. It covers us from the prying eyes.
Has anyone got any crisps? Because I'm really hungry. Pass it on. Pass it down the line.
Yeah, take one, pass it on.
I'm hungry.
And we cut to inside city hall. Oh, Jenkins.
Jenkins,
everything or working in the docks district?
Of course, yes. The machine is going expertly. The city planner's plan is going to plan. Completely to plan, and always the plan.
Well, if the plan ever goes off plan, we have a backup plan for how to deal with
that. Plan.
Yes.
Hey, guys. You like my bikini?
Who said that?
Oh! Bikini?
Look at this.
That's banned!
Yeah.
They're not legal!
Hey, you know what, guys?
Security!
Take me outside. All of you take me outside. No one's out there. Look, you can look
Wait
out the window.
Wait a second.
Look out the window of that
Why
bush.
Why does he want us to take him outside? This is very
That's
suspicious.
Weird.
And we are
no,
scientists.
It's not suspicious.
And hyper-intelligent.
It's not suspicious.
Drones! Drones, get in here!
Roboting,
kill him immediately!
Why?
Pew,
Why?
Pew, pew, oh, pew, 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 pew! To think we were almost tricked into going outside.
He's completely disintegrated, or he just disappeared. Well, either way, he's dealt with him. Well done, Drones.
I think we should go back to the plan. Plan.
Yes, things are looking a bit like they're going off-piste.
Yes,
we should, like a snowboarder, like an eager snowboarder, avoiding moguls.
Yes.
Cut to back outside.
He's been a while, hasn't he?
He has been a while.
I brought another multi-pack of crisps, though, so at least we've got sustenance.
Right. Suck the crisps. Don't chew the crisps.
What was that? Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said suck the crisps. Don't crunch the crisps, because we've got to stay quiet.
All right.
You guys.
Sorry, Khalifa.
I don't think the ninjas are coming back.
Are you saying...
I heard laser cannon fire inside.
Perhaps we'll have to use our inspiration. Our pure thought. The thing that we don't want...
So long.
Raid the building!
No! Ah! Ah!
On that fateful night, 2,000 revolutionaries were murdered by robots. And everything continued as normal. Metropolis lived another day. The end. Mother crushers. All right. That
I subverted your plan. I'm sorry.
That's great. That's
I couldn't right. With improv, I just couldn't bear the thought of a plan.
That's fine.
I just had to destroy
absolutely
it.
Absolutely fine.
Sorry, yeah. I'm really gonna stop that narrative device in its tracks.
I don't know why. To be honest, I don't know why I didn't earlier. Yeah, when you called the drones, I could have just got the.
You could have avoided the drone.
Well, we left it open that he possibly did.
He wanted to die.
Yeah, I was going to go back and die.
You know what? The DVD extra has another ending. So that's
there's
story.
A deleted scene.
There's a deleted scene.
Alternate ending.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's like the director's cut where the actual plan goes.
Oh, yeah. I've got that here.
Yeah.
Oh, let's start it. So it starts where with the ninja. They're waiting for the ninja out behind the bush. Well, he's been a while, hasn't he?
He has.
Yeah, pass me another crisp.
Okay. Oh, okay, suck the crisp.
Mm-hmm. Oh, guys, they shot me in the buttocks, but I'm okay, I'm here.
Oh, thank God.
Ninja Steve.
Don't go ahead with this plan, because that's not going to work.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I've let you all down. I'm a shit ninja. I just wanted to impress you. I stole this burger off a lady on the beach, and I feel really bad about it, really.
Oh, don't worry.
Don't worry, pal.
It's okay, Phil, he's built a giant... robot woman to crush the building.
Yeah, I've got the remote control just here.
Oh, perfect. Use that then.
And I'll suck the bullet out of your bum.
Fine. Go for it.
Okay, then. Activating enormous robot woman. Beep, 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 beep.
And while Khalifa sucks a bullet out of Ninja Steve's bum, this robot woman comes out from the sewers. Singing opera. And the sound is so loud. And vibrating at the exact right frequency that all the glass breaks. And as all the city workers stick their heads out of the window to see what's going on.
What? What is that?
What's going on?
Bloody hell. This isn't part of the plan.
Why is my window broken?
Fire your laser cannons!
Boo, boo, oh, boo, my boo, God. Boo, boo, oh, my body.
Oh, my glasses.
Oh. And that then, day... thousands upon thousands of city planner workers died. And once again, the minorities, the 1%, took over.
The 99%.
Sorry, the 100% of the 99% took over, leaving 1% dead in the building that they had to clean up.
Yeah. And the big singing opera woman... they never figured out how to switch her off. And the entire town went blind. Deaf, I mean. The entire town went deaf, and it was a city of deaf people. There was sign language signs. All the signs
but most importantly,
were in sign language.
Subtitles on their movies.
It was a utopia with a distributed political system.
Yes.
Rather than a central 1% government.
Mm-hmm. And that is the alternate, the end.
I prefer the director's cut.
Yeah, I see why they got rid of it.
Yeah, you know. The other one was really sad.
Yeah. Well, that about does her. Thank you for coming, Androb. It's been great having you here.
Always a pleasure.
What would you like to plug?
Androbpodcast.com.
Yeah. Androbpodcast.com.
Or just Androb on iTunes. And
yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Have you guys got a Twitter account yet?
No, we don't have Twitter. Oh. We've got a Facebook page, but
oh, yeah.
No
is that
Twitter
Androb
yet.
Podcast?
Yep. Cool. Yeah, that's it.
We have Androb over podcast. 33 episodes now.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Yes. 33.
So listen.
Each one is slightly less boring than the last. Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, it's really fucking good fun. I really recommend it. If you like, if at all you like this podcast for some crazy reason, you will definitely like Androb. Shala, thanks for popping in for the second half there.
You're welcome.
Into the mic, please.
You're welcome.
Okay, yeah.
We can't turn
you.
Her off.
Yeah.
Alex Sivright.
Yes.
Are you okay?
Yeah, fine, mate. Yeah.
What's wrong?
Taking a sit back. It's all good.
Okay. Thanks for stepping in last minute. Luke's ill this week, so
he came in very last minute. He's rubbish.
He is rubbish. But is there anything you'd like to say before we end this?
No, nothing to add.
Nothing to promote?
No.
Coming up?
No,
what about your other podcast?
No, Numbskull Island.
Yeah.
On iTunes.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't need to plug
that. Oh, come on, man. Plug it. It's incredible.
Amazing. Well, the one that you're in.
Yeah, it's really fucking cool.
The improvised sketches one.
What was the name again?
Numbskull Island, without the B.
And
it adds sound effects afterwards. It's all improvised on the fly, and it sounds really professional afterwards. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, improvised with sound effects ambient noise.
I don't need to plug
it. Check out Numbskull Island podcast without the B. Is that on iTunes?
It's on SoundCloud and iTunes, yeah.
Fantastic.
And you're on that one.
Am I on the first one?
You're on the first episode. Great. Yeah.
I believe I'm going to do some special linky bits for future episodes.
Yeah, you are.
So keep an eye on that, guys. Podcast City. All right, this is Carl Gaspar with Mama's Ma. Love you guys. Please take care of each other. Have fun. Smile. If you see someone looking miserable, poke them with a stick and laugh at them.
Yeah.
Take care, everyone. Lil Show out. Peace!
Listening to
K2K Radio.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.